Going heavy, Friday, December 2nd, 2022. This is going to be a good one. I think it's going to be fun for people. Every minute on the minute for 30 minutes, one hang squat clean. How great is that? So the hang squat clean is you pick it up from the ground, start from the hang, nice explosive hip opening, pull yourself under the bar, receive it in a front squat, go ahead and stand it up. So it's not that you have to pick the bar up off the ground, but it's not a full squat clean, right? So you don't use that initial pull. You stand it up as if you came to the top of a deadlift, pause for a second, then begin the hang squat clean. So it'll be great. And if you're unfamiliar with the every minute on the minute protocol, what that means is, you know, you do your warm up, you build up appropriately, and then when you're ready to do your working sets and start the workout, you start the clock. And when the clock begins, you do one hang squat clean. Let's say that takes you 5 seconds. You rest the 55 remaining seconds in that minute. When the next minute hits, you do a second squat clean. Rest the 55 remaining minutes, and you play this game for 30 minutes. So you're going to get in 30 single lifts, one on the minute for 30 minutes. We've got you covered. Now, well, let's look back at below parallel and heavy, right? So, and I didn't want to make this a full squat clean from the ground because we pulled with Diane a few days ago. We look back to last week, we had the three different EMOMs for the Olympic lifts, two of which pulled from the ground with the full snatch and the power snatch. So we had below parallel with light back squats, those 10 sets of 10 on Monday. So an EMOM 30 minutes of one hang squat clean is quite different. We also have a fast lift here, an Olympic lift, compared with a slow lift of what we did on Monday. We went below parallel with the Olympic lifting last week, but you're certainly going to get a much more significant load below parallel with a hang squat clean than you will with any of the snatches that we did. And then before that, last Tuesday, we had a 5x5 back squat. So the EMOM 30 minutes of one hang squat clean fits really well, and I think people are going to enjoy it. And if you can do the lift, but you're not super comfortable with it, that's okay. It's 30 repetitions, so you know, build up, go down a little bit, or just make it a practice day. A practice day is a wonderful thing, and that will drive your fitness forward as well. If you haven't, of course, listened to How to Approach Heavy Days, Linchpin Conversations number 113, covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all kinds of good stuff. Rest periods apply to more of a classic, like a 5x5 day than an EMOM, but that's a very beneficial podcast you should listen to or watch. For the wild card option, let's say that you're not quite there yet with the full hang squat clean, then what we have is an every minute on the minute for 30 minutes. You'd stand the weight up, and then you would do one hang power clean, and then you've got the weight in the front rack, do a front squat. So every minute on the minute for 30 minutes, one hang power clean, one front squat. So that might be a really great in-between workout, depending upon anyone's comfort level, and you'll still be able to move a very significant load that way. If you're not comfortable with any of that stuff, it's okay. Again, practice technique, practice, practice, practice. Scale option has 7 sets of 1 back squat, so you'll be able to get in a heavy day. And that's a perfect thing to do for a scaled option because 7 sets of 1 back squat is infinitely scalable, depending upon whether you're a novice lifter, day one in the gym, day 1,000 in the gym, you can just modulate the loading from heavy to moderate to light to an empty barbell to a broom handle, and darn near anybody can do a 7x1 back squat day. The limited equipment crew, not going to get shortchanged. 50 dumbbell hang squat cleans and then 50 meters of lunging. As I've said before, if you haven't played with the dumbbell option, you should every now and then, even if you have a barbell, and particularly on heavy days, they just hit different, and the dumbbells drive progress forward. So, hope you enjoyed the heavy day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for Saturday's workout.